All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you this week for Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We're coming from Pfizer Forum this week in Milwaukee, and we are looking at round three of the big round robin tournament to crown that number one contender for the world heavyweight title. A couple of roster housekeeping notes. Both Chris Candido and Sunshine have signed contract extensions to continue on their work in the PWA. And we have 11 big matches tonight, including the six round-robin tournament matches with the Illinois, the television, and the American heavyweight titles on the line. But also, the world heavyweight title is on the line tonight. Raven facing off against Stone Cold Steve Austin. So that is our main event for the evening. But as I said, we have 11 matches to go through. So let's get into them. First match has Tim Horner, who had a shockingly quick defeat last week at the hands of Dan Spivey, facing off against Rick McGraw. And Horner and McGraw have a good match and goes much longer than many people expected. But Horner gets the pin with a rolling cradle in a time of 6 minutes, 54 seconds. The next match has Dan Spivey, the other side of that match last week, facing off against Black Bart. And Bart and Spivey have a decent match. Dillon tries to keep Spivey off balance throughout the match. Bart Irish whips Spivey into the corner. Spivey moves out of the way of an avalanche splash that literally moves the ring. Spivey catches him with a belly-to-belly suplex for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 23 seconds. The next match has Iceman King Parsons facing off against Cowboy Ron Bass. And Bass and Iceman have a wonderful brawl with each other. Bass has the advantage for most of the match. Towards the end of the match, Dillon grabs hold of Iceman on the ring apron. Bass bounces off the opposite ropes, but Iceman moves out of the way. And Bass nails Dillon. And then Parsons nails Bass with the butt thump for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 1 second. Now we get into part of the round robin, round three. Starting off with the Illinois heavyweight title match, Jesse James Armstrong defending the title against former television champion Iron Mike Sharp. And Sharp makes a great effort to gain another title belt, but he ends up short. Gary Hart tries to get his hands on Precious. Armstrong seeks to get his hands on Hart. Sharp chases after Armstrong, but he doesn't want to win the match, but not the title. Precious kicks Hart below the belt in order to free herself as Sharp and Armstrong struggle against the ring apron. Armstrong throws Sharp back into the ring. Then Armstrong gets the pin with the shake, rattle, and knee drop to keep the title in a time of 20 minutes, 57 seconds. Your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion, Jesse James Armstrong. The next match, American heavyweight title on the line as the other half of the World Tag Team Champions Billy Gunn challenges Chris Candido for the American heavyweight title. And Candido and Gunn have a great match. Dillon seems to have learned the lesson from the previous match about putting his hands on Precious. Dillon hands Candido the title belt. Referee Nick Patrick tries to wrestle the belt away from Candido. As Patrick gains the upper hand, Candido staggers backwards into a release German suplex by Gunn. Gunn then gets the pin after a rolling knee drop against the back of the head in a time of 25 minutes, 37 seconds. Your winner and new American heavyweight title champion, Billy Gunn. So now, once again, the World Tag Team Champions also have individual belts as well. People just hogging the gold. But that is one of the things that could have happened and has happened in this tournament. Titles changing hands all over the place. Next match has Honky Tonk Man facing off against former World Tag Team Champion Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And they have a great match. And these matches in this round robin tournament are typically great. And Daniels gets the pin after a drop toe hold across the middle rope in a time of 7 minutes, 10 seconds. Jumping out of the tournament for a minute into tag team action. Bad Company facing off against the Fabulous Freebirds. These top two tag teams have a great brawl, but Gordy gets the pin on Diamond after a pile driver in a time of 18 minutes, 15 seconds. Your winners, the Fabulous Freebirds. Now, jumping back into the tournament, we have the television title on the line as Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert defends the title against Dr. Death Steve Williams. Gilbert tries to find any way to get out of the match with Dr. Death. When Williams gains the upper hand, Gilbert bails from the ring. Williams chases him around the ring. Gilbert slides back into it. Williams goes after him, but Missy grabs his foot. Williams gets into the ring and drags Missy in by the hair. Behind David Manning's back, Gilbert has a fireball ready, but Williams moves out of the way. Gilbert nails Missy with the fireball. Manning looks after Missy as Williams scoops Gilbert up into the Oklahoma Stampede. Manning helps Missy out of the ring and slides back in to make the pin count. Your winner and new television champion in a time of 5 minutes, 1 second is Dr. Death, Steve Williams. Moving on in the tournament, we have Sting facing off against Brad Armstrong. And this is a wonderful match. Much more exciting than Sting's match with Terry Gordy last week. Brad shows why he should be considered a top contender in the PWA. But Sting manages to get a submission victory with the Scorpion Deathlock in a time of 4 minutes, 12 seconds. And in the final match of the third round of the Round Robin Tournament, you have Tully Blanchard facing off against Terry Gordy. And Tully and Terry have a great ball for the first 5 minutes of the match. Nick Patrick tries to regain control of the match, but he gets knocked out from a stray elbow. Tully and Terry continue to brawl and battle until Tully slams Terry's head into the turnbuckle and nails the slingshot suplex for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 31 seconds. Tully Blanchard is your winner. Now we get to our main event. World Heavyweight title on the line. Raven defending the title against Stone Cold Steve Austin. Raven comes in with the typical swagger of a Motor City Wrestling wrestler holding a PWA title. Stone Cold comes out with his normal temperament. Raven and Stone Cold brawled in a very basic ECW style. Raven goes for the even flow, but Stone Cold holds onto the top rope. As Raven gets back to his feet, Stone Cold nails Raven with the stunner to get the pin. The PWA World Heavyweight title is finally back around the waist of a man on the PWA roster. Your winner and new World Heavyweight champion is Stone Cold Steve Austin. It is great to have the World Heavyweight title back on a PWA wrestler. Not that I have any issues with Motor City Wrestling. After all, we created them to have a subsidiary group, nor with Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, which I also created to do that. But it's good to have an actual company man hold the company title. All right, so before we sign off, let's look at the leaderboard once again for the Round Robin Tournament. We have two guys left who are undefeated. Jesse James Armstrong and Sting are both 3-0. Four guys stand at 2-1, those being Dr. Death Steve Williams, Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, Chris Candido, and Tully Blanchard. Four guys are also 1-2, those being Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, Billy Gunn, Honky Tonk Man, and Terry Gordy, which then, of course, leaves Iron Mike Sharp and Brad Armstrong as being 0-3. But again, as I said last week, in the next couple of weeks, this could completely change the focus of everything, which is one of the great reasons to have such a tournament, is to have everybody fight everybody, and anything could happen. Because as we have now, Dr. Death Steve Williams started the tournament, well, the announcement of the tournament, as the American Heavyweight Champion. Now he's the television champion. You have Billy Gunn, who had no title, was not really even in consideration for a top contendership for the Illinois heavyweight title, but now he is the American heavyweight champion. This is what makes wrestling so great. This is what makes it such a wonderful thing, is you don't know what's going to happen. And so we have another 8 rounds to this tournament. What's going to be the outcome? Will it be Jesse James Armstrong or Sting still standing at the top of it? You'll have to watch over the, You'll have to listen over the next few weeks as we go through the other 8 rounds to crown that number one contender and to have that great joy of the storyline running its course throughout the season of the PWA. But until next time, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.